In today's episode, we're going back to a fan favorite, one of the podcasts we had in our early days called The Courage to Launch. Even here at CCO Club, we still want you to have the courage to launch. Now, you know what's going to say? She launches it podcast, so don't worry about that. We're talking about The Courage to Launch with CCO. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, sis. This is your girl, Dr. T, with She Launches Podcast, and I'm coming to you with episode number 2, and we are talking about the courage to launch, 5 steps to conquering fear and unworthiness. Listen, if you are one that you know, again, as I said, God is nudging you to do something different. He's nudging you to start something, to launch something. But you might be hampered with a fear or an unworthiness. I'm telling you that it's real. It's absolutely real. It's something that, unfortunately, many of us deal with. It's something that some of us can admit to ourselves, while others of us, to be quite honest, I've learned in the people that I coach, hide behind the truth. It could be because we say, I'm just too busy, right? But really the answer is that there's this fear and this unworthiness. You might say, I don't have the time. And a lot of that may be very true. You might be talking about what life is going on for you. Life is lifing. And here is the truth. I'm going to be real honest. They're excuses. I know that might hurt somebody, but they are. And we don't even have to, let's do this. We don't even have to let excuses, the word excuses, have the such negative connotations that we have tended to let it have or to give it. Excuses just really means that it is something that's blocking us from doing what it is that we need to do. Now, don't look that up because that's not the factual definition, but I'm talking about what we can do to kind of understand excuses and not get this visceral reaction to what someone is saying, and saying that if you say that you don't have the time, it's really an excuse. But really, it's sometimes a shield. Watch this, a shield to keep us hidden from some of the other things that are really going on, that being something like a real fear, a real sense of unworthiness, a sense that people aren't going to listen to me, a sense of imposter syndrome. I know I'm talking to somebody today. These things are real. And really, the truth of it is they are still tricks of the enemy. Because watch, as the Bible says, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And watch this. Sometimes he is great at destroying our dreams, destroying our thinking, destroying what it is that we're supposed to go for. That's his job. And it is a trick. And even if those truths are real, because they are, I'm telling you that they're real, it's still something that we have to overcome. So that's what we're talking about today. Overcoming those fears and senses of unworthiness. How do we have it? What do we do and still have the courage to launch? Because I'm gonna tell you what, Jesus chose unworthy people. My God, my God. He chose unworthy people. He chose the least likely people. God in the Old Testament, he didn't choose the perfect, but he did choose the righteous. My goodness, he chose the righteous. And there are those of you that are out there, my sisters, we live a righteous life. We're trying to do the right things. And so we still have to get to this place where we conquer these feelings so that we can go out and continue to be a blessing. So I have five tips, five keys for you. We're going to jump right into number one. Number one is really, before I say number one, I really could have put number one as number five, because you know, sometimes it's like end with the punch. I'm starting with it. Y'all know how I roll. Is be fearful and do it anyway. My goodness, be fearful and do it anywhere. Carry fearful and unworthy in your pocketbook and do it anyway. Put it on when you put on your shoes and do it anyway. Put on a little cape and do it anyway. And here's what I think that you have to do is you have to get yourself to this point where you have a shift in your thinking, right? This fearful, it's still there, right? Unworthy is still there. But watch this. If I say it to you like this, if you were fearful of something, but it had to do with your child, would you do it? Many of us automatically say yes, because our thinking took that shift because of the who, my goodness, because of the who we were talking about. It was like, but if it's my child and I'm scared, but I got to take care of things of my child, I have to be brave enough for my kid to do this because of what I'm modeling, what I'm saying, what I'm doing. God gave me this gift of this child. And so I have to have that fear and unworthiness. Baby, I don't know how to help you, but we're going to figure it out together. You see how that shifted for you? If you were doing it for a loved one, the same thing holds true, is that we could just shift that thing. It's because of the who we're looking at, that fearfulness, we just take it in a little bit differently. We take that unworthiness in a little bit differently. And here is what I believe, is that God requires us to do the best. That's all that he requires. Do the best we can with the best that we have. That might preach to somebody today. Do the best that you can with all that you have. That's what I believe. And so you have to take that fear. You got to do it anyway. You got to take that sense of unworthiness. You got to take that sense of not belonging. You got to take that ideology of imposter syndrome. You got to carry it in your pocketbook, as I said, and you got to do it anyway, but shift your thinking, because that may be an answer to how you can still launch and how you can overcome these feelings and do it anyway. So that's number one. Number two, I believe that you can embrace it. Embrace those feelings of fear and unworthiness. Now watch this. Oftentimes, none of us really want to sit in pain. We don't want to sit in feelings that are not positive feelings. We don't want to sit in negative feelings. We don't want to have fear. We don't want to feel unworthy. We don't want to have these things that other people are looking at us and what are they going to say about us. We don't want to have that. But I am telling you that if that is happening, when you have it, you just have to remember that the enemy is doing it to you on purpose. And you have to be like, oh, okay, I have this. I need to embrace it, because the enemy is trying to keep me off track from where it is I'm supposed to go and who it is I'm supposed to impact. So you have to really use it in a way and embrace it in a way that it's going to work for you instead of against you. If we only embark upon the things which we feel skilled and worthy to do, we can never stretch ourselves to be all that we can be. Did you hear that? If we only do the things that we feel skilled and worthy to do, then we can never stretch ourselves to be all that we are supposed to be. And so you really have to take that fear. You got to eat it for breakfast, put a little sauce on it. You know how we do, put a little sauce on it and eat it anyway. You said, you know what? This is part of it. Don't try to get rid of it. Embrace it. It's part of it. And that's why a lot of people don't launch. That might bless somebody and set somebody free right there. That's why a lot of people don't launch, is because they don't understand that those feelings are oftentimes a rite of passage. They're oftentimes the shiny covering, if you will. They're the gift. They're the wrapping to the present. And we think that that wrapping is ugly. I know I'm talking to somebody now. We think that wrapping is ugly, so we don't want to deal with it. But I'm telling you, embrace it, grab that wrapping paper, utilize it for your good, and go out and do this thing anyway. So that's number two. Number three, y'all can't see me, but I got my number two in my hand showing up to you guys at this podcast that you only are listening to. But number three, I think one of the best things that you could do if you're having these feelings is to talk about them out loud. And here's why. Sometimes those thoughts and feelings that we have, we make bigger in our own heads. I'll give you an example that is a more positive example. You ever hear a joke and it has you dying laughing? I mean, in tears, can't breathe, crying. Maybe it's a video or something you saw on social media. And I mean, you are in stitches and you want to share with everybody and you try to tell somebody, like you're in that place where you're telling somebody, but it don't sound as funny to them as it do to you because of what you've created in your head. It's because of how you've made it, how it hit your funny bone, but that doesn't mean it hit somebody else's. And oftentimes we have these types of feelings about the negative things, fear, unworthiness, that are really just bigger in our own thoughts. So I'm telling you and I'm encouraging you, when you say those things out loud and get them out of your own head, you can strip them of their bigness and put them into a better perspective. You can strip them of their bigness and put them into a better perspective. So, because sometimes that's how you slay giants. You got to call a giant out. That might help somebody. Just call a giant out. You know what? I'm scared to do this. Say it out loud. I'm fearful to do this. Man, this one got me. I'm kind of shook on this one right here. Say it out loud, because it's going to take that big giant that you create. You're going to stop ruminating about it in your head, thinking about it over and over and over again, and you're going to give it some perspective. So that's number three. So let me recap real quick before I go to number four. Be fearful and do it anyway. Embrace the feelings of fear and unworthiness. Talk about it out loud. Number four, find your cheerleaders. I am one that I'm always rooting for my people, and I'm not rooting for them in an inauthentic way. I love to see us win, because you want me to tell you what? I feel like if you win, I won. I feel like I won. I might not even be working with you. I might not even know you personally. But if you send me a message and you said, because of this or because of that, something that you said, this is what I was able to do, this is how I'm impacting people, when I tell you, my soul leaps. It's like when Mary walked in pregnant with Elizabeth, it leaped. The John leaped in our belly. It's because we see that like-mindedness, and we celebrate for each other. And you have to find your cheerleaders. You have to find those people that are in your corner that, and you can tell them, remind me that I can and I should. Remind me that I can and I should, regardless of what's going on. Because sometimes you have to find somebody that will encourage you. I remember there's a song, a gospel song that's out there, and it starts out by saying, sometimes you have to encourage yourself, right? And you got to pat your own self on the back. So you got to be one of your biggest cheerleaders for sure, as well as finding other people to be your cheerleader. That can be loved ones, that can be in a community, that could be a mentor, but you have to find your cheerleaders, because on those days when you are not feeling it, on those days when doubt creeped in and you didn't have the wherewithal to fight, on those days, you got to get somebody else that can stand in the gap and fight for you. And that's why I believe you should find your cheerleaders. And Number five, use that fear and that unworthiness as part of your journey. I remember having this conversation with a sister, and she was talking to me about these feelings that we're talking about, you know, fear, unworthiness. You know, a lot of times much of that stuff comes from our childhood, the voice that we did or didn't have. And I said, but talk about that, but use that as part of the journey. I don't care if you are trying to launch a brick and mortar and you are fearful. Talk about that in your journey, because I promise you there's somebody coming behind you that needs to hear it. If you are launching a podcast like what I'm doing, if you are writing a course, if you are starting to write for and do a blog, it does not matter what you are doing. If you're going into a career that you're afraid of because you got to make some shifts and financially there's going to be some changes, use that as part of your journey and begin to share it. Discuss what you're doing. Discuss what your journey is. Through this lens of fear, tell people your truth. I call it living out loud. Live out loud. Put it out there. Put it out there. Dispel these myths. Because here is what I know. Like I said, somebody that you're supposed to impact feels the exact same way. And if not you, who? If not now, when? That's what the way the saying goes. Somebody you're supposed to impact feels the exact same way. And somebody needs to see you walking this thing out because your obedience can be the strength they need to walk in their own obedience. You know, I feel like there's a responsibility that I have, right, for doing what God said for me to do. Because, you know, when we talk about that crown of glory, when we get there, you know, when we get to heaven, If my responsibility was to share my truth, if my responsibility was to help Christian women launch, if that was my responsibility, but I never did mine, isn't the blood on my hands? We might have to debate about that, but isn't there some responsibility that I have because God said this is what I'm supposed to do? And because of these feelings, that these human feelings that we have or that I have, I didn't do it. I want to walk in the obedience. And I believe that this is an example, this that I'm talking about, launching through these fears and launching through conquering these things, is an example of really spreading the good news. Because if you think about what Jesus did, he didn't preach in the synagogues. He was outside the walls of the church. Right. My pastor talked about the seven sectors of society. You know, he called it the seven streets. But we're supposed to be out there. We're supposed to be in these places and impact them. You're supposed to do this on your job because that's the spread of the good news, because sometimes we are the only Jesus that people gets to see. And if we're not doing our part, then are they really going to see an example of what God is and what God can be in their life? As the Bible verse talks about, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that's in heaven. That's what it is that we're supposed to do. So regardless of the feelings and the thoughts that you might have, regardless of what the enemy might try to get you to think, or even might try to get you to remember, you got to launch anyway. You got to launch anyway. I hope that there was something that I said today. That's what I have for you. That was an encouragement. Again, I am Dr. T. I am your sister. I am your cousin. I'm your auntie. And I'm here for you. I'm here to say, let's make this thing do what it do. You know, y'all know how I talk, right? Let this thing do what it do. And let's get ourselves out there, because we together, my sisters, have to change the world. You guys decide to go out there today and be great on purpose. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.